everyone. Thanks for joining. It's Quentin Stark from Stark Insider. Joining me on the phone is film director Aaron Houston up in Vancouver. And Aaron, this has worked out really well for us. Finally, this year, Vancouver and San Jose in the Western Conference Final. And this works out great because we talked about doing this possibly last year.
Yeah.
And, well, it didn't quite work out. But this year, both of us, I guess both of our teams, both of our cities have made it through to the Western Conference Final. You guys, let's see, you got through Nashville, and then before that, now I'm drawing a blank. Who you guys?
Chicago.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was your
Detroit series, yeah.
Yeah, that was your version of Detroit San Jose. So we just got through Game 7 stress last week, and we knocked out Detroit in a game I wasn't even sure we were going to win. That was just incredible. So both of our teams went up 3-0 in a series, and then, you know, the other team came back and made a series of it and took it to Game 7. You guys, yeah. It was Chicago, and for us, it was Detroit. But anyways, that's all behind us. And now we are on the verge of facing off in Game 1 on Sunday, Vancouver Canucks versus the San Jose Sharks. And so thanks for joining us and talking about the series. Now tell me what's going on in Vancouver. Give us a sense of... you know, this is the first time you guys have been to the Western Conference. I think I was reading since 1994.
Yeah, since 94, since they went to the Cup in 94. So it's pretty crazy here right now. Like, even the city has different things going on. So you can go watch, like, we have the CBC building up here. You can go watch the games up there. Like, they'll have big projection screens for all the fans to watch the games outside. And they're shutting down certain streets so that people can, you know, sort of party in the streets and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I think they're trying to avoid what happened in 94 where we had the riots and stuff like that. So they're trying to make it a little more friendly this time around. So.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew Montreal had problems with riots when they won the Cup. I didn't know Vancouver did. That's too bad. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Yeah. It can get pretty rowdy downtown sometimes, but it seems like the security is a bit tighter. Like, I think it came out of nowhere in 94, so they weren't expecting it, so.
Was that, I think, when was the towel? And I forgot his name now, the coach, the waving the white towels and all that, or was that in the 80s?
In the 80s, yeah, I think it was Roger Neilson.
Roger Neilson, that's right.
Yeah, 82 when they went to the Cup.
So yeah. What's the mood up there in Vancouver? What do you think are you guys happy to meet San Jose, or would you prefer to have matched up against Detroit, or I guess you didn't really care?
I think both teams were really good. I mean, I think a lot of people were kind of hoping for Detroit because they've got a veteran roster and a bit older and that kind of stuff. And I mean, San Jose, I mean, you guys have got some big all-stars on your team, you know, like if they catch fire, I mean, you got Heatley, Thornton, you know, you got, Marlowe just got his first goal last night, wasn't it? Or the other night?
It was first point of the series. That's right. The game winner. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, after he took some flack from Roenick there. But, you've got a pretty good team there. I think it's going to be a great series. I mean, they both are, you know, offensive teams. And, like, for us, the Nashville series was good, but it was kind of boring because it was a defensive game, so the Sedins were kind of shut down. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to see both teams sort of open it up a bit and have some good physical play and good offense, you know, a lot of scoring chances. It makes it more exciting to watch, right?
Yeah, we in our series, the one with Detroit was, I think they were all one goal games, or six of them were one goal games. So lots of parity there, tight checking, very high caliber playoff hockey. I mean, it's great to watch playoffs. The NHL at this level, this caliber, is one of the best sports in the world, I think, you know, to watch. Very exciting.
Oh yeah, well, anybody who's ever played hockey too, you know, like it's such a, you know, it gets a bad rep sometimes for being such a barbaric sport or whatever, but they're cleaning that aspect of it up. I mean, it's such a game of skill to be able to skate and the puck handling and, you know, stay on your feet, and, you know, it's quite a skilled game to play. So, and
okay,
when you've got guys who can play as well as they do and you've got something on the line like the playoffs, it gets really intense. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Now, speaking of intensity, then, who's getting all the pressure right now in Vancouver with the Canucks? I know Luongo had problems in, I think it was really the Chicago series, kind of like Niemi had problems too in our first round series, and they brought in Nitti Mäki. Luongo had issues too, so I know the spotlight was on him for a while, and the Sedins. What's going on there with the team?
Well, it's still with, I mean, there's still, you know, I mean, everybody's really happy that they're in, but there's still a lot of hesitation with people. Like, they haven't really forgiven Luongo yet. We've had kind of a rash of, you know, goalies. Like, we had one year where we were doing really well with, I don't know if you remember, we had a goalie called Dan Kluche. Yep. And he was doing really well. And in one of the games in the second period, he let this puck in from center ice, and he just fell apart. And that's been sort of what's happened with this team over the last, you know, 40 years, except for two of them kind of thing. So, you know, they're sort of humming and hawing about, like, anytime he lets in a soft goal, you know, everybody turns on him kind of thing. But I think he's been playing a lot better, and I'm hoping that with a team like San Jose that the Sedins will be able to open up a bit more. And, you know, there's just sort of a lot of trepidation right now. It doesn't, like, they've gotten through the second round, but it doesn't feel like they're powering through it. You know, they've, all of our games have been basically one goal games too, and there are a lot of 2-1 games and stuff like that. So when you face a team like San Jose that can score a lot of goals, you know, it's, you get a bit nervous about it, right?
Yeah, the key word there is can. But
yeah, yeah.
I would just love to see one of these games where San Jose comes out, well, especially against Vancouver, why not, and win, you know, 5-1, 6-1. I could go for that. It's just not happening, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it makes for great spectator sport. You can watch these great high intensity close games.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. And I don't think there'll be a blowout in this series. I don't really see it, although I'm more nervous about the San Jose defense. I mean, that's my biggest concern. We have Dan Boyle, who's great at moving the puck, a talented playmaker, and he really anchors the unit, and plus he can move the puck into the offensive zone really nicely. But our depth there is a little bit questionable, I think, compared to Vancouver.
Yeah, our defensive core is pretty good this year, actually. That's, I think, the one thing that killed us in the Chicago series last year was our sort of toughness and grittiness on the defense that we have this year has sort of carried us to the playoffs. Because, I mean, that's sort of hockey now, right? Like in the 80s, the games used to be 8-7, 7-6 kind of thing, and now it's all about, you know, New Jersey started that trend, and it's sort of about the defensive trap and, you know, grinding it out and stuff. And so it's a big part of your team now, you know.
It is, yeah. In the 80s were like, yeah, like you said, remember those Chicago-Edmonton series back in the day? Incredibly high scoring. You don't really see those anymore.
No.
I don't know, maybe it's the size is bigger, the game is different, the systems are different, you know, the 1-3-1 or the trap or whatever it is, kind of changing the dynamic.
Yeah, it's kind of more like soccer that way now. You know, a lot of the games are 2-1, 1-0, 3-2. You know, it's rare. Like I think in our series we only had one game where we had 4 goals. You know,
right?
Out of 6 games. You know, and in the Chicago series when they beat us like, you know, 7-2 or whatever, it was like, that's unheard of nowadays. Like basically your goalie fell apart. You know, or yeah, in the 80s that was kind of normal.
Yeah, I was surprised by you guys getting blown out there by Chicago for actually 2 games in a row. I mean, it's like the Giant was awoken or something, and they really stormed back.
Yeah, the wheels came off. And
Okay, now I want to, let's come back to hockey in 1 second and talk about predictions, but I want to talk about your film really briefly, and it's called, the one you're working on right now, Sunflower Hour. It's your first feature-length production, right?
Right.
And we talked about it last time, so I'll put a link to our podcast where we talked about your film if people want to go and listen and get more information. But some of your actors are actually doing pretty well. I was noticing on your Facebook page for Sunflower Hour, let's see, a couple of them, like is Casey Roll?
Yep.
Was in Red Riding Hood, it's a horror film.
Yeah, she was in, with Amanda Seyfried. It was directed by the woman who directed the first Twilight movie.
Right, yeah.
And she also landed a role on AMC's new series, The Killing.
What was the station?
AMC.
Oh, okay. Got it.
They do, like, Mad Men and all that. And, she's doing really well for herself. She's really, really talented, actually. She's, I think she's got, I don't know, there's certain actors that you meet that just have that magical thing, and I think that Casey has that. She's quite young too. She's got a lot of maturity for her age, and I think she's going to do well for herself. So,
and she plays, I think she plays the gothic puppeteer.
Yeah, she plays the gothic teenager who's got a big chip on her shoulder kind of thing. So,
Yeah, I saw some of your production shots on your Facebook page, and people should go there and take a look at this this mockumentary. It's gonna be a lot of fun, I think, when it comes out. And then the other guy, Ben Cotton.
Yeah, Ben just landed a role on he's the second lead on the new Battlestar series. Well, they just did the pilot. I'm not sure if it's been picked up or not, but he's going to play Adama's commander in, I think it's called Blood and Machines, is the new Battlestar series that they're pitching.
Well, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, as you're a film director now, does that help you in any way, you know, when your actors who have been in your film, you know, start to have their careers take off? I guess obviously it's always good to be surrounded by people who are doing well.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, especially in the sci-fi world, because Patrick Gilmore, who's Leslie in the film, he's really great too. And he was a regular on Stargate Universe. He played the Doctor on the show. So, you know, the sci-fi fans are very loyal and they're very, you know, interested in other projects that they're doing and stuff. So that kind of stuff helps. Because, I mean, a film like ours, it's basically... what's going to get it out there is grassroots, you know, because we don't have like a Julia Roberts in it kind of thing. So
you don't,
you know, couldn't get her on our budget yet. But yeah, so I mean, you know, that sort of starting of the fan base. I mean, they're great fans and everything, and I mean that helps out a lot, you know. And then it hopefully spreads from there, depending on if people like it or not, you know. So yeah. But the main thing is that, you know, that they're talented actors, you know. So I think that they did a really good job in the film, and I think they do well in other things that they do too, right? So
absolutely. Well, that's good to hear. So let's get back to hockey now. We're talking hockey and film because it's just a great combination, because you're based out of Vancouver and I'm here in San Jose. Both our teams are in the Western Conference Final. Now, let's talk about predictions. I probably have a guess where you're going to come from, and
yeah,
I know where I'm going to come from. I cannot predict against my own team, you know. I just can't do it.
Yeah, same thing. Well, I was laughing to myself because I was like, I wonder if we're going to be friends after this, you know. Or if the people of San Jose are going to hate me, yeah.
But, well, here's the great thing, though. What I'm really happy with is the Vancouver's meeting San Jose, because one of these two teams is going to the Stanley Cup Final. And yeah. If we're going to lose, if the Sharks are going to lose, I'd like to lose to Vancouver because I like the city and I like the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the good news.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way too. You know, I mean, I don't, San Jose has never been to the Cup, right? So
we haven't. We've been to, I think this is our third time to the Western Conference Final. We lost last year, of course, to Chicago. And then we met up, I forgot who it was. Anyways, or I think our third time, but we've never been to the Cup.
Yeah.
And so rightfully...
Either way for me, you know, like, out of the teams that are left, and also, I mean, if you lose to, you know, that was the saving grace last year, right? It was like, we lost to Chicago in the second round of it last year. But, you know, if you can say you lost to the Stanley Cup champions, it's not as stinging as, you know, losing to somebody who didn't win, right? So,
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your prediction here? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that the series will probably go long. I think that they're very well matched and they play a similar style of game. So I think, you know, I think it's going to be an exciting series, and I think it'll probably go 6 or 7. I think it'll go a ways. And yeah, of course, I'm predicting the Canucks, but we'll see.
So what is it going to be? Vancouver in 6 or Vancouver in 7?
I think Vancouver in 6.
In 6.
In 6.
How insulting.
I'm hoping in 4, but I'm predicting in 6.
Well, I hope for San Jose in 4. I don't think it's going to happen either way, but I will go for San Jose in 7.
In 7.
But, you know, I'm just hoping it's a great, you know, great series, really close, exciting and all that. Now look at some of the other, I was reading some of the expert picks here on Yahoo Sports. And so there's 5 expert picks. And here's the picks. Puck Daddy says Vancouver in 7. Nicholas Katsunika says Vancouver in 6. Sam McCraig, Vancouver in 6. Ross McKeon, who writes for the Chronicle up in San Francisco, says San Jose in 6. And then Matt Romig says Vancouver in 7. So 4 of them out of 5 are saying Vancouver. And clearly then, according to the experts, we're underdogs, obviously. We're playing you know, the best team in the NHL who won the President's Trophy. So yeah. You guys got a lot of firepower. And Kessler is just, he's on fire, this guy. What happened there? How come, what woke him up in the second round?
Well, I think basically, like, what happened was we had Malhotra go out with an eye injury. So it kind of shifted up the lines, and Kessler was had to sort of shift his mindset, and he took it really well, you know, like, he became a grinder, and he just took on the role, and then, you know, but he's also got that, you know, offensive prowess as well. So as soon as that started clicking, he just caught on fire, because even in the first round, he didn't score any goals, and he didn't have very many points, but he was still the best player on the ice. Like, he was out there, and he was hitting and checking, and just, like, every single shift, like, he took a puck in the face, and his lips all swollen, and he's still getting face wash in the goalie crease and going after them. So, you know, he's got a lot of heart, and hopefully what will happen is, like, you know, start to see some of that rub off on the other players too, you know, like, to sort of kick it up a notch, especially now that you're in the third round. Like, you know, I think that's what it'll come down to, is which team plays with more heart, you know, like, who's chasing the puck more, who's, you know, getting into the offensive zone and forechecking. And a lot of that is what turns the tide in these games, right? It's the loose turnover that scores that one goal, especially in these low scoring or very close games, right? So,
right. And there's a lot of pressure here on Patrick Marleau. You had mentioned Jeremy Roenick calling him gutless on TV, which he did. Jeremy Roenick now is a broadcaster, and he used to play for the Sharks. He scored his 500th goal with San Jose. And so it was pretty critical, and there was a big backlash, and it generated an amount of controversy here in the area, and I think across the country, Canada and the U.S. And then Marleau came back and had a pretty decent game, and then scored the game winner. So that was an interesting storyline. But when I'm watching guys like Marleau, Thornton has actually been playing pretty well, but Heatley and Marleau in particular, you know, not really playing up to their full potential, I don't think. You know, when you watch the game, it seems like they're really not, you know, just putting everything they have, 110% into the, you know, their effort. But hopefully that'll change. It could be just that they're being, you know, meeting a really strong defense and being shut down. You know, I don't know.
Well, it's kind of the same thing that's been happening with the Sedins. That's why I think that this series, if it opens up a little bit, that might change. I'm hoping that'll change. They start getting more opportunities and better looks and all that kind of stuff, right?
Now, I want to – one guy you got to watch on our lineup is Logan Couture. And he's up for Rookie of the Year. He's had a phenomenal season. He's having a great playoff. He's got, six goals and six assists. He's got 12 points. He's number two on the Sharks right now. And, of course, I love it because there's an Ottawa 67 connection there. He played junior hockey for, I think, 3 or 4 years with Ottawa. And he's been clutch. I mean, he's been fantastic. So it's exciting watching a young player like that with the older veterans, you know, and it kind of, I think, adds great chemistry to the team. So if I had to say watch one guy in the Sharks, that would be the one guy I'd say take a look out for.
Well, and that's the thing, is like with these playoff runs, it's usually the goalies, but there's usually one person on the team that's sort of carrying the team, right? Like, that's really, you know, sort of takes over. Like, for us, it's Kessler, and for you, it sounds like maybe him that becomes the spirit of the team, right? And then it's whatever team sort of gets behind that the most that usually, you know, forges ahead and goes deeper, goes far, you know.
Exactly.
The Cinderella story, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think, I've forgotten his name. Bufflin. You know, like, every year, like, Bufflin had a great run with Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys sometimes have better playoff, more points in the playoffs than they do in the regular season. It's pretty amazing.
Well, because it's something's on the line and it matters, right? Like, a lot of people forget that these, you know, these guys are humans. So, like, when somebody like Roenick calls you out, everybody's like, that's so mean. But for a guy like Marleau, if he heard it, you know, it's probably like, well, screw him, I'm going to show him. You know what I mean? Like, it really does affect them, you know, when those things happen, right? So the playoffs come along and it's like, you know, this is your opportunity. If you've dreamt about winning the cup since you were a kid, you know, that can give you the energy to play at a different level than you played during the regular season, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, these guys make a lot of money, the big stars do anyways. But I still think when they hit the ice, it's the playoffs and they're playing for the Stanley Cup, that they, you know, they take it very personally, and it's a very driven by pride and, like you said, their childhood dreams. So
yeah,
and that's why I think the playoffs are so much better than the regular season.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what some teams struggle with. Like, I think that's what San Jose used to struggle with and what Vancouver has struggled with a lot is that, you know, you'll play well during the regular season, but it's a whole different animal in the playoffs, because in the playoffs, it's all about your heart, you know? And if our team has been sort of revamped over the last 4 or 5 years where, you know, a lot of us were like, who are these guys, you know, when they first started making these trades and stuff. But they really, what they do well is they play well together as a team, you know, and they gel really well that way. So that's another really important aspect. That's where you get teams like, you know, Edmonton a few years ago going to the cup final out of nowhere kind of thing. It's that, you know, there's a lot to be said for determination, you know, not just skill.
All right. So Aaron, Vancouver in 6 for you. And for me, it's San Jose in 7.
Yep.
And we're going to try and get on the phone here, do a podcast after each game, and just get some reaction and thoughts and all that kind of good stuff. And the film is, I'll put a link to it again. It's the Sunflower Hour, the mockumentary.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that some more too in the upcoming podcast, because I know you're in some post-production now, and it's always interesting to hear that process.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And see how your film's coming along.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, we just found out we got into our first film festival too, but we can't make the announcement just yet, but maybe in the next week or so we'll be able to. So.
Oh, great. Congratulations. I know you were trying to get into something, pitching a couple of them.
Yeah.
So that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you can tell us, that'd be great. All right. Well, game one, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
And then looks like game two is, of course, these are both in Vancouver because you guys finished number one overall.
Yeah.
Game two is Wednesday and then Friday. There's an afternoon game on Sunday, so that's always nice. And then game 5, 6, and 7 the following week. So there we have it. Aaron Houston, filmmaker out of Vancouver and a Canucks fan. So in San Jose, we're going to have to prove you wrong. And this should be a fun matchup and a good time. So thanks for joining us, Aaron.
And thanks for having me.